Today we're going to talk about YSS and one of the YSS programs called Kids Club. Tori McKay is here. Tori, good to have you back.
Good morning.
Why do we do this? Like once a year, just when we get ready to roll into the school year.
Yep, we're ramping up for the school year.
Hey, the big thing is you've had a busy summer. Kids Club started many years ago. Mm-hmm. It started as an after-school program here in Boone. I think it started out mostly as a summer program and then went to after-school.
Yep, and I think Boone, we've talked about that, was one of the...
Like the beginning.
The originals, one of the original
programs.
And
then it just kept growing and growing and growing, and you got a lot of schools in here.
We do.
A lot of participation. And it is really one of the really success stories, because people will say, well, it's just like, you know, before school, after, well, now you do before school, after school, summer. But it's, people don't realize, I think, a lot of the structure that goes into it. The kinds of things you have to work at. And certification. I mean, you guys work at putting programming together.
Yep. All of our centers are DHS licensed, so we have all of our rules and regulations that we have to follow. And summer program, we normally start planning January, February rolls around, and we're like, holy moly, we got to start planning summertime because so much work and goes in from our staff on the summer planning to make sure that it's a good summer.
So, going, where are we going and what are we doing?
Yeah, literally.
And everything else.
every day we're on the go.
And most parents, I think, find out all of a sudden, oh, there's a lot of structure here. Even after school, when you get them, you have things that children are supposed to do. You get their homework done early if you can.
A schedule that we follow in the afternoon times with snack and an activity. And then, we have homework and reading time. We have the America Reads, America Counts tutors that we normally partner with through Iowa State. So they come into programs during the school year, too. So they're a benefit to our program as well.
Right. So summer's been busy for you.
Yes.
numbers have been, I'm guessing, as
yep,
high
we
as...
we got full houses.
Okay, I was going to say, how many summer schools run summer programs?
Seven. We have seven. Well, in Boone County, we have United, Boone, Ogden, and then this summer, we put our Madrid site with Ballard because Madrid wasn't quite sustainable on their own, so we kind of offered them. So they've been running in Huxley, actually, this summertime. So.
Okay.
Those are our Boone County programs.
So do you oversee just Boone County or Boone and Story County?
I'm kind of our Boone County coordinator. So Boone and Ogden are my sites, and then United's our biggest site. So that's kind of a team effort there that we all kind of put into United. So, but we do have a new supervisor that we hired this summer, and she's been amazing out there. So we just got to get her into the routine and everything. She's been used to summer, so then we're getting ready to switch it all up on her. So
one of the reasons why I like to have you come in this time of the year is because this is when parents were less than a month away from the start of school.
Yep.
So hopefully those, and I'm sure you had a list from last year just put us down for next year.
Yep. It's always funny because those kindergarten parents are always the ones that think way ahead and normally get on our wait list, a year in advance knowing that it's coming. But we'll definitely still have quite a few inquiries trickling in over the next couple of weeks. So.
Okay. We know the school does, at least here in Boone, does some preschool. And they pretty well just focus on preschool, I believe.
Through the schools.
Yeah, they
have the BEAT program there. And then once they kind of transition out of preschool and into TK or kindergarten, that's when they come over to the Kids Club program.
Yeah, a shock for moms. No, you can't keep sending them to BEAT
when
they're in kindergarten.
Yep.
That's preschool.
Yep, I had to deal with that myself with my own daughter this year with transitioning because she goes into kindergarten, and I was doing the Boone wait list, and I was like, wait, my daughter is on that wait list.
She's here too.
It's kindergarten time.
You start kindergarten. How old do you go?
We go through sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
So once they finish sixth grade, that's when they kind of age out of our program. So.
Okay. And by then, for most parents, they're pretty comfortable having them home or they can work with it.
Yeah, so definitely.
Yep, other ways that
other
they handle it.
Yes.
So getting people signed up, I guess that's the big thing, because want to let people know you can get signed up for the school program. So who's full, who isn't, what do you have a waiting list, what
so
do you
United, do? United, our United program still has spots for kiddos, and our United program is the one that we grandfathered in preschool age care, because that was kind of our agreement when we took over. So United does have preschool through sixth grade. That's one of our biggest programs, so I know they still have spots. Ogden has just a couple of spots, and then Boone has a couple of spots as well. So we're filling up, though. So like I said, I'm sure over the next week we'll have quite a few inquiries still coming in. So
Do you have a list? Do you get to end up with a list?
We just finished out our registration. So for the most part, anybody that was on our wait list should have been contacted. We always offer our spots to current families first. So we have to figure out how many of them are returning during the school year, and then we kind of work our way through there. So
okay. Cost, obviously, there's sliding fee scale.
Yep. So we have a sliding fee scale. We all know childcare is, you know, can be expensive, but we have a sliding fee scale to accommodate families based on their income level and family size. So that's also one of the benefits of our program. Last summer, we did adjust our levels a little bit and actually added a fourth level. So we have a level 1, 2, 3, and then our fourth level is kind of our standard level. So.
And point out, too, you do the pre in the morning, too?
Yes. Yep. So, we have before school, after school.
So you might have some that will use early morning and then some that will use just afternoon.
That's another benefit. We're very flexible. You know, we have full-time, part-time options, before school only, after school only. Some families need both. We do also have the drop-in option with those early out. Wednesdays are pretty big for some families.
Yes,
so Wednesdays
are
normally our biggest days at most of our programs. So that drop-in option is nice as well. And especially with no school days, spring break, winter break, those kind of come up. So that's an option for families if they need us on those days too.
Those that have been through it understand and know what they are. But for new parents or those that are just coming into the program, I get, oh, you can do that? That's great.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about it. Because a lot of times we still have a lot of working couples.
Yep. And those Wednesdays, I mean, Boone lets out ledges as 12:50. So those early outs, first and third Wednesday of every month, those are definitely our highest days at Boone, I know.
So keep busy.
Yep.
And keep challenging. How hard is it to keep up with, I mean, because you look at curriculum, you look at things like that. So obviously, as YSS, how do you work on that? How do you guys do it? And how do you keep your staff up to speed with it too.
Yep. Each of our supervisors kind of plans their own curriculum, but we do have a kids club education coordinator. So she kind of works closely with our supervisors just to make sure that they're hitting all of our different curriculum areas. You know, we don't just do an art project every day. We do a mixture, you know, art, science, math, reading, writing. So we want to make sure that we have a variety of those activities happening throughout the weeks that we're there. With being DHS licensed, all of our supervisors also have to have the required trainings, but also continuing education every year. So CCRNR, different trainings, they're all going to trainings throughout the year just to keep up on some of that stuff. So
CCRNR. Yeah. Tell them what that acronym is, CCRNR.
Child Care Resource and Referral.
Yes. People don't know, but that's a gold mine of information and assistance.
Yes, it is, very much so. The other thing when we talked about fees, I didn't say, but we are also DHS child care assistance as well for those families. So some families really look for that, and all of our programs accept that as well.
Okay. Works good. Well, especially now we know the legislature is really focused. We need more better reading and stuff like that. So this is something that, once again, you guys would look at what's coming out of the school and then potentially how can we enhance that even more?
Yep. And it's nice being in, you know, just being involved with the schools and the teachers, because some of those kids, you know, we're in a lot more close communication about what they kind of need after school or how we can help them. Just really working as a team to help certain children, you know, all of our children kind of be successful. So. Mm-hmm.
So through sixth grade, huh?
Through or sixth
up,
grade.
To,
say, up to sixth grade. Up yeah, to once sixth they grade. Finish sixth grade, that's when they age out of our program.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Do you have some that will
we
come?
We have a handful, yeah, yep, a couple fifth and sixth graders.
Just stop
here and
in
there.
And they're there for a little while, I'm guessing.
Yep.
If parents can need it too. So weather, and let's talk about those days out again. Because you guys are there.
We are.
What about weather when school closes? A little tough to get there, or what do you?
We normally go by what the school does. So if the school has a late start, we don't run morning program. Mm-hmm. If they let out early, we don't run program. We also get snow days, so when they close, Kids Club is closed too. So we have a lot of staff that commute and travel as well. So most of them are in Ames, you know, kind of centrally located. So we always think about our staff and families when it comes to that wintertime weather.
Yeah, well, we have that too. Let's talk a little bit about staffing. That is one of the challenges any kind of childcare requires. Obviously, staffing and filling and obviously, not probably one of the more lucrative positions. We're seeing better. We're seeing some improvement. Let's put it that way.
Yep. So. We are definitely hiring for the upcoming school year here. So they do have to be 16, and they do have required trainings that they have to complete as they get into our door. But we definitely need some part-time staff at Kids Club. So flexible schedules before school, after school, more hours on the no school days. Mm-hmm. So, and college students, we work around their schedules. So if they have class, you know, on Tuesday, Thursday, we can have them work Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So we're pretty flexible and need those people.
Trying to do that. And I'm sitting there thinking, you probably have a list. Okay, I need this many each day, but the list is probably three times as long because I can work Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Yeah, it's like
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Piecing a puzzle, piecing everybody's schedules together. So,
pretty good though. You've had a lot of luck with it.
We have. Yep. Like we kind of talked about, we get those good staff in, and they kind of stay with us. So it's been nice. Boone, we've had a girl. She's been with us for 4 years, going through the early education program at DMAC. So.
That's good. Yeah. I mean, you know, because then they have actual hands-on.
Yeah, that hands-on experiences.
Speaking of hands-on, you guys go all through, you have to all do CPR and everything else too?
Yeah, yep.
See, those are the things people forget about.
Yep, there are a number of training hours that everybody is required to do. So mandatory reporter, universal precautions, and then there's a 12-hour essential course through the Iowa State Extension that everybody has to take. So
Okay. Yeah. When you want to do this, and that's a big thing too. We've had a lot of luck, and the people that have done it have been pretty good at it. So, let's a little bit again about the different centers and how do people find out? Because I know that some in maybe Story County, or they might be traveling over that way, and do we drop them off at United, that sort of thing. There are still people that do that. That is part of their, that's reality of it.
You can definitely find all the information on the YSS website. If you look under programs and go to the Kids Club program, all of our registration forms and fees are all listed on the website. If not, all of their email addresses are KC, like Boone, at YSS.org. Also, for anybody interested in employment, all of that information is also on the YSS website under the careers tab. Yep.
KC, Kids Club.
Yes.
Folks.
Yes.
I just let you know. So it's an easy way to remember that. And again, I got to go back too, because one thing that will be coming up, what usually spring is that the where you do the opportunity for people to come? Is it in the springtime?
Or
you
fall, lights on.
Fall, lights on.
Yep, lights on. Yep, we always do those open houses in October is normally when we did that, because that's when I came to visit.
Yep.
Last year, I think, was before our open house. So, yep, we normally all do open houses in October to celebrate Lights On, which is kind of the national celebration and raising awareness of after-school programs and just our benefit, you know, to the communities.
Yeah. So breakfast served in the morning? When they come on your morning?
They normally eat school breakfast. If we run before school programs, then those kids are able to eat the school breakfast. But after school, of course, we have snacks.
Gotta have some snacks. Gotta have snacks. And projects and things like that, too.
Yep.
And I always, people pay attention to who's coming to pick up who, and gotta have all of those safety things.
Yep, definitely. We've had, you know, this was our first school year at Ledges Elementary, so that building was an adjustment, very different, you know, kind of from what we were used to, but we've loved being out there this school year and running program there this summer, so we're lucky to have that.
They do have that one whole section where younger kids can really go. It fits right into
exactly
what you're trying to do with it. Plus, you got the playground out there and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
They do like that, don't
they? We've had the wildlife being, you know, out there. There's been frogs on the playground this summer. There's always geese flying around out there, so the kids always get a kick out of. We observed a frog for quite some time the other day.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, I can see that happening too, especially that age group.
A
few screams and everything else.
A little bit, yep. Don't touch it. Just watch it. We don't want to hurt it.
we've been visiting with Tori McKay about Kids Club, which is a YSS program. And again, mostly we focus after school summers, but for those parents that might be looking for this kind of service, once again, best bet would be go online, yss.org, and just go to the after school and summer programs, because there is a ton of information.
Yep, all of our information is there on the website. So, and even, you know, as we get closer to the school year, some families' schedules change, so please feel free to still inquire. We always start a wait list, or always have pretty much an ongoing kind of wait list. So we'd love to get as many kids into our program as we can.
Sure. I was going to say, again, this keeps going, and I know it grew, the popularity grew, and like in Ogden, we had a number of people that were interested, and that program has become pretty well established over there.
Yeah.
We know Madrid, again, didn't have much participation this summer, but if there is interest, you guys are pretty flexible about being able to put something together.
Yeah.
The big thing is, again, finding staff.
Yes. People. Yeah, we got to have people to run our programs, and that was one of the challenges in Madrid, was finding a qualified supervisor over there. So
well, we'll keep working at it.
Yeah, we will.
See what happens.
We will.
There are a lot of these programs, again, between Boone and Story County. So, again, it has really taken off and become very successful.
Yep. Our newest site was Colonesco that we opened last school year.
Yes.
So they're kind of starting off small, but hopefully get some growth over this school year.
Just see as people become more familiar with it.
Yep.
And again, it becomes a convenience thing for a lot of families too.
Yep.
Well, I do appreciate you taking time to come and visit. And once again, folks, if you're wondering about the Boone program, have a couple of spaces available when school starts. Doesn't mean that there won't be some adjustments as the school year goes on, but do make your contact.
Yep, please do.
The easiest way to do it.
Yes.
Thanks for coming and visiting.
Thank you, of course.